So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. So today I want to talk about essentially asking one of the biggest questions ever. Are you creating the relationship that you want with your dog? Well, this question is pretty straightforward and complicated at the same time, right? Because many times we want a relationship with our dogs that where our dogs begin to choose us over every distraction possible. One where we tell our dog something and the dog, you know, skyrockets to us because he's enthusiastic to listen to us and take our direction. But many times, without realizing it, we may be doing the exact opposite unknowingly. So, for example, one of the biggest mistakes that I realized, especially with everyday dog owners, is the simple fact that we are essentially providing every single source of reward or every source of gratification to our dogs from the environment and instead of us. So, for example, many times our dogs get fed through the bowl. Many times our dogs have all the fun and all their energy burnt out through play with other dogs at dog parks. And on its own, all those things aren't bad. Allowing your dog to play with other dogs isn't bad. Allowing your dog to eat out the bowl isn't bad. Or, you know, a variety of other things. But the issue really relies, grows when you start realizing that your dog, all his source of fun and excitement comes from the environment instead of you. So if you begin to realize that your dog is focused on external things like the environment, smell on the ground, other dogs, and a variety of other things, then the first thing you have to begin asking yourself is, what relationship am I creating with my dog? Are you creating a relationship where all the fun, excitement, and good things happen to you? Or are you setting your dog up so that your dog begins to see that everything of value comes through the environment? Well, if you realize that you are doing one of those things, such as, providing value in the environment instead of yourself, simple fix. All you want to start doing is essentially having more fun with your pup, beginning to teach your pup that paying attention to you and listening to you is the funnest thing ever. And the easiest way to go about that is simply through play. You could begin playing with your pup in a variety of different locations and environments instead of just sending your dog out there to just play with dogs and just get his energy out that way. What you can do is bring out your dog's favorite toy, start playing with your dog around those things that your dog normally focuses on, such as other dogs, if your dog does that, and just begin playing with your dog around those things. What you'll start noticing is that over time, the more fun you begin having with your dog will naturally begin to choose you over the distractions, because instead of getting his reward and his gratification, his outlet, and his needs biologically, physically, and mentally met through external sources, you'll start realizing that your dog will begin viewing you as the ultimate source of reward, and you'll realize that your relationship will begin to skyrocket because all those needs that your dog has and all the fun and gratification will begin coming through you. So that next time down the road when you have to give your dog any set of directions or you have to tell your dog anything, it's not going to be an issue, because up to that point, every single thing or everything that happens with your dog is going to be fun and rewarding versus just reserving all the fun and gratification through the environment, right? But again, there's no issue with just feeding your dog from the bowl. No issue with letting your dog play with other dogs. It's all about balance. And always remember, if the balance leans more towards one side than the other, something is going to suffer. So, for example, if your dog begins to perceive the rewards and gratifications more from the environment than you, then you'll notice that your dog will be whenever you're around more public settings, your dog will begin to focus more on external things instead of you. So again, guys, that's the big secret for today. Essentially, begin playing with your dog. Use your dog's food for to train him. Start rewarding him with his food, as well as start playing with your dog. Don't just let the environment provide your dog with all the reward. Because if you allow that to happen, then your dog will begin to choose everything around the environment instead of you. So if you want your dog to choose you and begin taking your relationship to the next level, provide your dog with those fun sources and those biological fulfilling outlets. Right? And that's the big secret for today, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And if you did, feel free to leave us a quick review on whatever platform you're listening on. And we'll see you in our next one.